Wine Jewelers.
Hi, good afternoon, Lisa.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tom with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Good, Tom. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. What's going on
lately? What's shaking? I'm sorry?
What's going on lately?
Yeah, not much. I mean, like, we're very busy, but, you know, other than that, not much.
Yeah. Other than being busy? Well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing
okay.
Well,
it's been quite some time since we worked together. I wanted to see what I could do to help out. Anything you've been working on lately?
No, not anything in naturals. And I know you do carry some lab diamonds, but I'm going to be honest with you. You're probably like $200 to $300 more per stone than my local guy.
Okay.
So
what are you paying for labs right now?
What do you, I mean, like as far as my my costs on just a regular round lab?
Sure.
Like a
2-carat lab.
I just put them all away. I don't have that info. No, it's just Tom. All I know is that even when you sent me the samples, and if I have them, I can sell them. But you guys are about $200 to $300 more. Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Okay, I have a 209 round EVVS2 for $375.
Okay, yeah, that's good pricing. Yeah, I know we're not always the cheapest when it comes to the labs. And, you know, again, that's not our forte. We're, you know, more natural-based anyway.
No, exactly. And, you know, it's just, you know, price points is everything for, you know, my little area of the country.
Uh-huh. Are you selling any natural at all, Lisa?
I will say that in the last year, I think we sold 2.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I am in a meatloaf hamburger community. So, if you were talking the east side of Cleveland, you know, it would be, a different story. But where we're at, I have to be competitive with the internet. You know, and I have to, and our turnaround needs to be like 3 days. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay. What do you mean by your turnaround for 3 days?
Set it up and get it out.
Oh, okay. Just people that are coming in are
they're not wasting time
making decisions.
No. And they're not even buying out of my case. Everything is like seller put it together. They like the idea of being able to pick out the ring, pick out the stone, pick out the head, and have it together by Saturday.
Yeah, gotcha.
So, that unfortunately is where I'm at.
Yeah, do you guys do a lot of custom work?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So right now, everybody's into they want the size and don't have the money. They're not. I mean, do they?
That's exactly
do they,
it.
Does anybody believe in the value of a natural diamond anymore?
To be honest with you, it's they don't believe in the price. You know, if they were given a beautiful 2-carat natural diamond, they would love it. But no, not when you know there are very very few and far between that are wanting, you know, that are like going, no, I really want a 1-carat round natural diamond.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was going to say, I mean, actually, natural diamonds right now are at their lowest, at least in the, you know, 18
they
years
are.
I've been doing this. So really, the value is great with natural diamonds right now. So it's
not
the price. It's just the fact that people want a bigger
stone.
But
it is the price
the
because, you know, right, they want the big, bright, you know, shiny. Like I said, I'm like in meatloaf country. You know, my community here has nothing but sports bars, pizza places, and car parts stores. I mean, so Thus, that's what my clientele wants.
That's our sound. We're blue collar, Lisa. We're just like
we're blue collar. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. Although, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Anytime I have people that are interested in, you know, a natural, I do go to your website. Because
okay.
I need to be
yeah,
able to.
Yeah, let me know. I know that around the country I'm hearing more people that are finding it more difficult to sell lab-grown because they are getting competitive. They are on the websites. You know, now people can shop and go manufacturer selling direct to the public, which is scary because the lab-growns are so cheap to begin with. Basically, if you're losing margins on a couple hundred dollars, I mean, I worry for some stores.
Our margins are smaller, but you know what, we are now doing, you know, it's quantity, really. The money flow in and out.
Yeah.
You know, making $500 on an order versus $2,500 on an order sucks, but at the same time, $500 is better than no money.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, I totally get it. You don't want to let that customer walk.
No. And because we do stay competitive with the internet, we do have a good amount of people that stick with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, but on that note, I have to price some things.
Okay. Well, have a great day.
Thank you.
Your time, and I'm here for you if you have any natural requests, of course.
That sounds good, Tom. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Bye.